We're speaking with Shalana Lewis, who's the director of the Kalamazoo Truth Racial Healing and Transformation Initiative. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, probably we should remind people just in general what the Truth Racial Healing and Transformation Initiative is.
Sure. Truth Racial Healing Transformation, also known as TRHT, is a body of work that the Community Foundation has been hosting, but many, many partners have been involved in across the community. And it's been about 3 years now since we got started. And the idea is that we really need, as a community, in order to address kind of historical divides around racism and structural racism that still lives on today, in order to do that, we need to explore as a community in a holistic way how to transform who we are. And the way we are asked to do that is to explore narratives and stories of both our present and our past, to do deep relationship building, and also to explore sector-based transformations in law and economy and in areas like housing and schools and how we organize ourselves as a community. And so we've been working on this for about 3 years, and we're really excited about how many people and how responsive the community has been to be involved in exploring this with us, to really think about how do we heal and move forward as a community together. So we have different design teams that are working in those five areas that I mentioned and taking on projects, doing outreach, building relationships with folks who are doing work in all those areas so that we can continue on this path. So that's a little bit very high level about the goal and the intention of TRHT.
Because of the pandemic, you've launched the virtual healing project. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so a lot of our work has been dependent on gatherings. And in order to build relationships, to explore new ideas, we do a lot of pretty big and small gatherings, whether it's racial healing circles where we have between 10 and 20 participants going really deep, building personal relationships and exploring stories, or whether it's a gathering of 200 people where we're thinking about issues like housing or issues like relationships with law enforcement. These are some of the things that we have regularly done over these years. And of course, in this moment, it's almost impossible to do that, and actually against the orders of the government. But we know that, you know, all of these deeply held issues and beliefs are not only present in this moment, but maybe even deepening. So, for example, we know that anytime you have online offerings, whether it's us or anybody, you will start to see things like racist trolling on the internet, hate speech on the internet, because people can hide behind anonymity. So it really brings out some of the issues that we were set up to deal with in the first place. The things that people may say online may be very different than the things they would say in person because of the ability to hide your face, hide your name, and operate in that fashion. So we know this is going to bring out some of the deeply held beliefs that folks do still have. We also know that anytime there's issues that come up in our society around a crisis, the people who are already struggling, the people who are already facing challenges, may face those challenges in an even deeper way. So we know that this is a very important moment for people who have longstanding health issues, have experienced generational poverty, who are more likely to be working jobs with limited benefits, for example. And we know that people of color often fall into those categories and at higher rates, at least. And so we know that this is such an important moment for us to continue to deepen our work. And then, of course, the word transformation. I would be remiss to say that, you know, in this moment is unfortunately a, a really important moment to lift up what changes we need to make in our society to really grow, to really heal, and to really move forward. I know that these are extremely unprecedented times. Changes are happening very rapidly in our society. And so we know that it's important for us to continue our work and go deeper and wider. So in order to do that, we decided to move most of our programming over the next several months online and offer more programming as well. One of the things that we do is, as I mentioned earlier, the Racial Healing Circle. And that is the opportunity to really gather and connect on a very deep level through storytelling, smaller groups of people to understand how we have a shared humanity, a shared sense of themes in our lives, such as fear, pain, happiness, love, compassion for family, things of that nature. And the more we can deepen our understanding of what that means across cultures with people that we aren't as connected to on a regular basis, the easier it is to explore our bias and the issues in our society. And so how can we continue to do that online? And how can we be a resource for folks who are stuck at home or extremely stressed or feeling isolated, and create spaces virtually? So on a weekly basis, we plan to do just that, to have some sort of online event or gathering or offering where we're either talking about some of the issues that our TRHT is designed to address, such as the housing issues that arise in our community now and before this epidemic, and also just new wellness resources. So we plan to do something once a week. And we also know that there's opening up an opportunity to be connected to our statewide, national, and global partners in a different way. So we plan to continue to update folks on the things we're seeing and hearing from across the country from our partners, and so that folks can continue to access other resources that are available as well.
The inaugural event was yesterday, as we're speaking here today on Friday, the 3rd of April. The initial event was a town hall online. One of the topics addressed was how social distancing is experienced differently by different groups of people. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, so I think that with anything, you have to understand, in order to understand what's going on, you have to understand folks' history and culture. So I think for many people of color, there is a distrust of not only the healthcare system, but also in some ways government as well, and the messages that we receive from these institutions. And so, of course, there's going to be in a time of rapid change, there's going to be more distrust from certain communities who have felt left out of the narrative or marginalized in some way within these institutions. And so I think that plays a huge role in some of the responses that we see. And then additionally, many communities of color tend to have a very collective mindset. And so it's really challenging to say, don't gather and go to church, for example. Don't have dinner together. And I know this is challenging across the board for everyone, but I think it takes on a different flavor when some of the deeply rooted cultural practices are so central to closeness and gathering and connection. And so I think it just emerges differently across cultures, and just being aware of what that looks like and why we have some of the challenges that we have at this point is really important. So we explored that a little bit. We also explored some of the issues and that we've seen in some of the information, misinformation, or just thought processes folks have at this time that we've seen either across the internet or across our communities, and just exploring some of those issues. And we're hoping that, you know, by doing so, we can really help people understand each other more and also create a better reaction and response from our communities to this moment.
If people want to participate in these virtual TRHT events, how can they do that?
Sure. So we plan to advertise those across our Facebook, on our website, through our weekly newsletter, which will also have unique reflection prompts and other resources on our weekly newsletter. So we're interested in not just kind of having town hall style events, but also things like wellness workshops and other opportunities, even artistry, sharing artistry in this format. And so folks can sign up, THTKZOO .org, and folks can sign up for our newsletter or like our Facebook, TRHT Kalamazoo. We're also on Instagram, same TRHT Kalamazoo. So we're hoping to really get the word out through those three channels and allow folks to also make suggestions about what they need and what they want to see from us. I think that at this time, I am just really excited to see the kind of response. We have over 100 partners that are actively involved already in TRHT, and I'm really just excited to see how many more people we can reach, and how widely we can get across our community. In connecting. I know many other places that are also host to TRHTs, which there's 13 of us officially now that are doing TRHT across the communities across the nation. And I'm really excited to see how much more connectivity we can have with each other. This is really a time to do deep personal reflection as well, in a time where a lot of people are going to be facing challenges in ways that we haven't seen. So we're here as a resource, obviously internal to the Community Foundation. We're also continuing to do kind of basic needs and rapid response. And so one of the other pieces is looking at what can we do to make sure the word is getting out? What can we do to think about the solutions we need to see and continue to have that conversation where we're bridging the gap for more people, more and more people.
Shalana Lewis is the director of the Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Initiative in Kalamazoo. Thank you again for taking some time to talk to us.
Yep, thanks so much.